the pink after Liverpool have gone to Molineux and got beaten by 2-1, where in the engineer I've got Stephanie Sinesian, I've got Andy Bell, and I've got Kieran Molineux to work through it. And work through it is the right thing to say. But the first thing about this for me, Andy, is it's another one of them. And Liverpool keep collecting different types of one of them over the course of this season. And that's why you're limited in sympathy. Games like that can happen to any team in any season to an extent. But all of these games just keep amassing for the Reds. And it's very, very frustrating. It's easy to think that they've had hard lines in a couple of different ways tonight. But simultaneously, you'd have loved it if they'd have attacked a bit better.
And nothing at all surprises you at this stage, at this season. Nothing happens for 75 minutes. Liverpool, you could argue, are patient if you wanted to positively frame it. But nothing happening in 75 minutes and then making the last 15 minutes mad should be what Wolves' tactic is. That should be what Wolves, bottom of the league, as a bit of a free horse in the National, as you've said, should be doing. And Liverpool ultimately make it into that kind of game, because the urgency they show immediately after Wolves score the first goal, it's like, why can that not happen? I understand you can't do that intensity for 90 minutes, but why didn't we see any of that for the first 75?
Why don't you see it on 45 or on 60 in quite that way?
Or with any of the changes. And I just think, like, the front three don't have good games tonight. Ekitike seems to be managing himself through games at the moment. The two wide players are just offering absolutely nothing. And I'm sorry to say it, but it is at the point where you would just throw Rio Ngamoa in because you think he can't do any less. Midfielders all are off it tonight. Can't
but the manager does give Ngamoa 30 minutes. Salah does score.
He does.
Salah does score, if you know what I mean. So, and that's what's frustrating, is that you still get, you get the little bits, you get the little moments, but it's simultaneously just, it is not enough. It doesn't amount to enough. They're not creating enough all the way through the game.
And Rio Ngamoa doesn't play particularly well, I don't think, overall, to be completely honest. I think he takes on his man a couple of times, but gives the ball away more often than what you would like. But I would just sort of like to feel something in those first 75 minutes. And Mo Salah does get his goal. But he does slightly more than Gakpo. He's persistent. And you always think that Mo's slightly still in the game where Gakpo isn't. But it's not enough. And none of them are offering enough at the moment. And midfield can't get near those Wolves too. And I could have told you how Wolves played tonight. It's pace in the wings. It's the big lad coming on up front, winning everything. And those two in midfield buzzing around. And it feels like it's not by any means the first time this season our midfield can't get near to, I would say, it was fairly average players who can get about the pitch, and we have no answer to it. And I'm sorry to say it, but there'll be plenty of teams in this league come and play like that.